Read by Umme Zaid. Chapter 1. Two Kinds of Learning. The children were all talking at once. Their days were filled with school and prayer. So much of the conversation centered around those subjects. Some began to talk among themselves about what they were learning. They found that they shared many of the same questions and concerns. After some searching, behind a stone wall of a forgotten garden in the neighborhood, they discovered a quiet hidden spot that they decided to make into a secret meeting place. In that meeting place, they could gather and talk about what worried them. At the first meeting, Ahmed confided, "My parents are really upset if I miss any of my prayers. I am too shy to ask them why we really have to pray." Layla chimed in, "And I don't understand why we are asked to do so many things in our religion. I don't understand the real meaning of what we are supposed to do. I'm not even sure why we really need to learn the Quran." "I have an idea," said Maryam. "Haven't we all noticed that beautiful elderly man who seems to be always sitting silently on a park bench in the sun? When our parents and grandparents pass by him, they always nod toward him with respect, placing their right hands over their hearts. I have even heard my mother say that he is radiant, which I think means something like glowing."
"Oh, yes," added Yusuf. "Even the birds come near to him and he greets them. The birds seem to love him too."
Qasim suggested, "Why don't we go together right this minute to see if he's in the park? He seems to be very kind and wise. Perhaps we could ask him if he would come to our secret meeting place and help us with our questions." To the great delight of the children, this lovely older gentleman agreed and accompanied them to their hidden spot in the forgotten garden of the town. Yusuf noticed a tree stump covered with soft moss and offered it as a seat to their new friend. The children introduced themselves, after which their kind new teacher added, "Please call me Hajj Abdullah." Qasim asked, "So you have made the Hajj pilgrimage, sir?" Hajj Abdullah spoke very softly, "My dear children, we are all on a pilgrimage together in this life, returning ultimately to our Creator. Let us begin now with your questions. But let us start with what learning is itself." The children groaned.
"Not more school," Maryam whispered under her breath.
"I heard that," noted the smiling elder. "Not all learning has to be boring." He cleared his throat and said a little louder, "This afternoon we will start with what learning actually is." This time, no one complained. If Hajj Abdullah were anything, it was clear to them that he was not boring. And so he began. "Children, sometimes your mother and father teach you useful things, such as how to take care of yourself. They say, 'Don't run too fast, you might fall and hurt yourself. Look both ways before you cross the street in case a car is coming. This is the way you brush your teeth correctly, the way to take care of them. Don't eat too many sweets.' This kind of learning is protecting your body from harm. From our parents, we learn about love and family values. Our parents also instruct us with practical wisdom so that we may grow up to be healthy, safe, and sound." The children nodded in agreement. They knew this. The elder continued, "Life is a blessed chance to learn. In school, we learn subjects like math and reading. The knowledge learned at home and school helps you take care of your mind and body. But did you know that there is another special kind of learning, a higher, more real learning that takes care of your heart? We actually have a rich tradition of this higher learning. While there have been many great teachers of the heart, one of the best teachers was Imam al-Ghazali, whom you have heard about from your parents and teachers. So let us learn from the great master of the heart." The children now had new questions and were a bit confused. How could their hearts need to learn anything? Their new friend explained, "Imam al-Ghazali teaches us that inside us we actually have two hearts. The first heart, the physical heart, pumps blood throughout the body.
The second heart, however, is invisible. You cannot see it. This heart is your spiritual heart. And just like your physical heart, your spiritual heart needs great care and love. Your parents help you care for this special heart by reminding you to be good. Perhaps your mother reminds you to be gentle with the cat or to share your toys. Everyone nodded. Sharing was a problem. He continued, "Did you know that there is one book wherein you will find all the knowledge you need for taking care of this invisible spiritual heart? That book is the Quran, the very words of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that were revealed to us through the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Quran teaches us about that special learning, that higher learning that protects our spiritual hearts and makes them strong. And when we make our spiritual hearts better, we prepare ourselves for paradise, a kind of garden that is so beautiful you can't even imagine it. It's like this world, only much, much better. Can you give examples of these two kinds of learning in your life now? What have you been learning to keep your body safe? What has your heart been learning?" Haji Abdullah called on Layla. "I have been learning to brush my hair and put it into braids all by myself," she said. The children's new teacher persisted. "Is that the only reason you brush your hair?" "Well," she thought for a moment, "I don't want to let any birds think it's a good place to build a nest." Haji Abdullah laughed gently. Later he would explain to them that even when practical learning is done with true understanding, it leads to the higher learning of the heart. "Good enough. Now, what has your heart been learning?" Zainab, who had said nothing up to this point, raised her hand. "My heart has learned that it makes my mother happy when I help her with my younger brothers and sisters, especially at bedtime." "Now that is a good heart lesson, to be kind to one's parents who give so much to you already. Anyone else?" asked their new friend. Layla raised her hand. The old man nodded toward her. "My heart learned to be happy for my friend when she got a new dolly, even though I really wanted a new dolly too." Haji Abdullah smiled, and his face shone with contentment. "Another good lesson for the heart. What time shall we meet tomorrow?" The children were greatly relieved. They had so many questions about life, and here was a beautiful, kind, and peaceful man who was going to help them find some answers.